got lost, so sorry about that. Anyways, welcome to the Tuesday Team Call. This is Nikki Moore. I am part of your upline. I am an ambassador, Diamond, with It Works, and I have been in the business since August of 2010, so just a little bit over 26 months, which sounds so crazy for me to even say it, because it doesn't even feel like it's been 2 years, and it feels like, you know, I've been doing it forever at the same time. So not in a bad way, not like a J-O-B, like I've been doing this forever, but it feels like second nature. It feels like home to me, but everything is so new, and I'm learning things all the time. So I'm so excited that you guys chose to plug into yourselves tonight and you chose to plug into the team. I really appreciate it. And most of all, it just shows where you're at with this business. We've been focusing a lot, I've been on a lot of calls lately with corporate and leadership type of stuff, and we've just been hearing it over and over again about the urgency and being intentional with our business, and I just really want to focus on that tonight a little bit more. I know you've had a lot of that with Pam on the call and Mike on the call, and we've been so blessed to have them take the time out to be on our team call. So if you did not get on the last few calls, I suggest that you go to the call recordings. They're under the files, and get listening to that recording and just learn from them, because they certainly know what they're talking about. But it makes me think a little bit about what do we need to do to run our business effectively. When we signed up, we did sign up for a business. And so with that being said, we just have the urgency. The timing with this company is now. The company is not saturated yet. However, we really are going through such a huge growth spurt. You have the whole world at your feet with this opportunity. Whether you just signed up 10 minutes ago or whether you've been on board for the whole 2 years that I've been on board, and some of you are, that you signed up almost after I did, but within that next month. And so you have some longevity too and leadership there as well. But it does not matter. The timing is now. And what I recognize about a business like this is that the more that we put into the business and the more that we put into ourselves and we pour into others, that is really going to lay the foundation for that smooth sailing down the road. It's called residual income, and it's very, very powerful. What that means is you continue to get paid on the efforts that you put forth into this business, even when you're not actively doing it. And so just to really kind of hit home with this, we don't usually talk numbers. I'm not going to talk full numbers, but and just a full disclosure that this everybody's story is going to be different. Just because my story, my numbers came out one way doesn't mean that your numbers are going to come out this way. They could far exceed that. But when I signed up with this opportunity, again, I recognized that opportunity of residual income. I knew that the harder I worked now, that was going to pay off. And when I signed up for this business, I was 36, and I knew that I had a few years left in me to work, right? I mean, my parents are still working, and they're in their 60s. And I just thought, well, wow, I have the chance to change that. I could put in a few strong years. Let's say I only work till 45. What am I going to do anyway? I'm too young to sit around the house. And my mind's too active to just sit here and not do anything. But if I work solid for the next 7 years, 8 years, and get this business up and going, I never have to work again, really. And it sounds ludicrous maybe to some people to think that, well, I don't think you're going to set yourself up that well. You most certainly can. And just a real small glimpse in my very short history with this business, I signed up in August. In September, I went Ruby. And October 15th, my first check from September, my first full check in this business was $600. $600, which is absolutely amazing. I cried. I cried out of disappointment that it was $600 because I worked so hard in September. I signed up between 6 and 8 distributors. The numbers get hazy now, but between 6 to 8 distributors in that month, and I was off running around doing their parties and helping them get launched and wanting them to be successful. and it was taken away from my time at home. Time was from my children and my spouse and my friends and hacks sitting around reading a good book. It was taking away time from those things. And whether some of those things really shouldn't have been a priority or not, I don't know, but it took away from that. And so I felt like, man, I just really didn't get paid in direct proportion to what I did. But I did. I really actually did get paid in direct proportion to what I did because I was laying the foundation. And I kept plugging away, and I wanted, you know, I wanted to work harder, and I wanted to work faster, and I wanted to work smarter. But I plugged away at that year, and I had my ups and downs. Mike Petillo has talked about it in the past couple calls. You know, you get into a funk or you get into a moment where you're like, ah, you're just down on yourself. I went through those ups and downs, those highs and lows. We're all going to do it. But I kept plugging away, keeping my eye on the prize. My eye on the prize when I signed up was 20 to 30 grand a month. What's yours? What's the number that you want to shoot for? I've upped my number. I've shared that with people on my call when we talked about your why and your goal setting. I've upped it, but that's where I wanted to be. That was my first goal in terms of a monetary amount. And then I fast forwarded to 1 year into the business. I'm sitting on the beach of South Carolina, in South Carolina. We went there every year for a family vacation. On my team call, interviewing Jordan Adler, author of Beach Money. I strongly recommend that you get it. I'm not getting royalties for promoting his book, but it's such an easy read. It's a fantastic read, and it's something that everybody can relate to, in my opinion, whether you're starting up or whether you've been in the business for 5 years. I think you pick something up every time. But that's a great professional development book. That was the first book that I read, and I got it. I loved it. And so I had the opportunity through a friend of mine to network and get him on my call. So I'm sitting on my team call 1 year interviewing Jordan Adler on the beach about beach money, and that month's commission check was five figures. It was my first five-figure check, and I recognized at that point in time all of the work that I had done paid off, and then I also recognized that I'm just getting started because as a former special education teacher, I know that I couldn't work for the next 30 years and make 10 grand a month. There is no way that the administrative staff or the Board of Education was going to say, yep, you know what, you're such a fantastic teacher, we're going to give you 10 grand a month. It's just, it wasn't going to happen. And so I had to determine what I wanted out of life and I had to go after it. So thinking about that, that was me being intentional. That was me being focused with my business. And I really want you to think about doing that with your business. Be very intentional with your goals, with where you want to be. Put it down. Put it down. Put it down in three different spots. We have a call on that, too, under recordings. It's about goal setting. And be intentional with your time. So often, people will busy themselves with busy work. They will be busy doing nothing. They will be busy surfing the net or just, you know, putzing around on Facebook. You're not being productive. Be intentional with your time. Have a mission. Have a goal with what you're doing in regards to what you are doing. Is it driving business to you? Are you creating relationships with people that are going to be in your organization or partnerships or networking that somehow is going to lend itself to your success? What are you going to do to plan your day? Figure out how much you want to put into this business. If you want to put 5 hours a week into this business, then I fully anticipate that you should plan what those 5 hours are going to look like. And on top of it, who are you going to spend your time with? This is really, really important. This is something that it's taken me a couple years to even come to terms with. It's something that it just my eyes weren't open in the beginning to this. But Mike Petillo has said, our director of sales, has said a couple times on a call today that I was on. He was on the Show Me the Money call on Monday. You can listen to the recording on that. But he said, being successful means saying no. I thought, well, what does that mean, being saying no? What that means is that we need to keep our focus on where we need to spend our time, on what we need to do to be successful, who we need to be with. And so what he's saying is if you have people that you signed up in your organization and they are not duplicating and following the steps to success, and they are not taking action steps to grow their own business for their own bottom line, then you don't spend time with them. Now, does that mean cut them off completely? Absolutely not. Does that mean that you're going to pour in 10 hours a week to them? Nope, it doesn't mean that. You are going to help them, prod them, push them, but you cannot invest in somebody that's not going to invest in themselves. We say it over and over again, I can't want for you more than you want for yourself. And so if you have people that are choosing not to plug in and then they're coming back to you with questions or needing things that they are capable of doing on their own, if they would make one little attempt at their business, then you need to redirect them and you need to run with your runners right now. It doesn't sound very nice, and it does, okay, I mean, even coming out of my mouth right now, I'm thinking, that doesn't sound very team-focused. But it is team-focused because we want to make sure that the people that need your attention and that want your attention and deserve your attention have your attention. And if you have a runner, but you're spending time with that same person re-explaining the same thing over and over and over and over again and pushing them and prodding them, when they don't want it themselves, you're wasting your time and you're letting somebody valuable slip through the cracks as well, too. So being successful means saying no. Of course, I want you to pour into your people. I want you to educate your people. When you sign on a new distributor, I want you to spend time with them. Whether or not they choose to accept your help, that is up to them. But definitely you get them along and you get them going. And some people are not going to be runners, and that's okay. That is for them to decide if they want to be a walker, a jogger, or a runner. That's completely up to them. And then they set the pace as to what they need you for and how much they need to access you. So when I think about being intentional with your business, I always go back to those steps to success. This is the foundation for your business. It is tried and true. This is what you do. And I just want everybody to be so crazy sick about me talking about steps to success, or your sponsor talking about steps to success, or getting sick of saying it yourself. I want you to know it that well. So, number one, join Boost and Party. $99 Boost. We have that mini Boost and we have the big Boost. You need more than four reps to get your business up and running. You need more than four. So I suggest right now with that mini Boost that you can only get at sign up, I would go with that, or I would go with the big booster kit, depending on how many parties they have on the book. And this includes being on ADBV Autoship, okay? ADBV Autoship is very, very important. You need to pay yourself. You signed up for a business, right? So I thought when I signed up for a business, I'm going to do well. I'm going to be on ADBV Autoship because I want to pay myself. Be very leery of the distributors that want to sign up with you and they don't want to get on Autoship right away. They are already telling you that they think they're going to fail. If they don't want to take the precautionary steps to get themselves on an ADBV 30 days down the road, they are already getting ready for failure. I always remind people, if you do not think you're going to be able to pay yourself, then you need to be a loyal customer. It's hard. It's very, very hard to do that to a prospect because you want them to sign up. And you don't want them to go with somebody else who's going to be lenient with them. But we need to be good leaders and set them up for success. So ADBV, if you are not on ADBV, then you don't have the confidence in yourself. And I don't know why anybody else should. Put the confidence into your business. Get yourself out there doing something so that the ADBV will be paid for by the money that you're earning with this business. Step two, get more with four. Four loyal customers in your first 30 days. This was my first very, very, very first goal. I'm going to get four loyal customers. That's what my upline told me to do. That's the steps to success. I want to be successful. I busted my chops and I pulled my last LC in on the last possible day by the skin of my teeth. I will tell you, it was not easy for me to get my fourth loyal customer, but I made a lot of calls And I talk to a lot of people to get that last loyal customer, to find somebody to do it with me. Sometimes we just need to ask people to do us a favor. I started a new business. I would love it if you would try these products for me. Try them and give them a shot. You know, I know that you go out to GNC. I know that you go out to the grocery store or the pharmacy or wherever to get your multivitamin. Buy mine. It's all whole foods. It's all natural. Give me a chance. Get the 4 loyal customers so that you can get that 120 BV credit. With this being said, when you get your first 2 loyal customers, it makes you bonus qualified. That makes you fast start qualified. So that way, when you sign up team members of your own, and if you think you will, you will, you will be able to earn your $100 fast start bonus off of them. But you need to. I really am drilling it into all of my new team members. They have to at least have 2. I hope that they get 4 so they get that free product, because they can turn around and get 2 boxes of wraps for $10 and sell them and make a profit of over about $200. So I want them to get 4. They need to get 2. They need to get 2. Because if you have a distributor, I've had it happen already a few times this month, distributor signs up another distributor. They did not have their 2nd loyal. Before their new distributor got 2 loyals, they lost $100 out the window. We are letting money fly out the window if we don't get our fast start bonuses, because you are not fast start bonus yourself, and then you miss out on that money. So get more with 4. I am actually really surprised. I've been in the back office a lot the past couple of days looking at people's charts and trying to figure out what they need so that they can grow. And they've asked me to chart them, and I am really, really astonished at how many people do not have 2 loyal customers. 1 loyal customer, some have 9, and they have distributors underneath them. We really can't expect our team to do something that we're not doing ourselves. 4 people, 4, that's all you need to start out with. Of course, we're going to encourage you to go for that 60 and get that bonus, but 4 loyal customers, then if you have to, you ask an aunt, a mother, a sister, a dad, a brother, a friend, a coworker, somebody that you go to church with, a person from mom's group, or there's so many people out there in your life that you're probably discounting, but get out there and just ask them. 4 loyal customers. Your business will grow amazingly fast if everybody on your team does that 2nd step to success. And then that 3rd piece is Go Ruby. That's where you look for 3 other people that you can teach those steps to success to, and you get in that position of Ruby. And then really, 3 Rubies in your organization gets you to Diamond, is where we want you to be really as quickly as possible, so that way you can really start making those extra bonuses. So keep your eye on that. Really, really focus on it, and just do what you need to do to drive business to you. So with that being said, what are some action steps that you can take? First and foremost, I hope that you have a dream board. Have a dream board, your why. Your why, you're doing this. Why did you sign up? Why do you want to be successful? Why do you need this? You need to have a very strong why. This is because you're going to have down moments. You're going to have low moments. What is it that's going to keep you going? It's your why. My why is my kids, and my why keeps growing so much more. But when I think about that, that's what drives me. I'm not going to give up, because I'm not giving up on my kids' future. That really is my why. Get your goals down. I want you to have 3 goals a month and 3 big goals for each year. Share it with your sponsor. Hold yourself accountable. Share it with your downline. Share it so that way you can be accountable to your goals and you're not keeping it to yourself. If you fall short, nobody's going to ridicule you, but at least you have some goals, because a lot of people in life go through their whole life and they don't even have super strong concrete goals. We need to have something that we're striving for. Get that hundreds list made. This is a list of people you just start putting down. Think about who comes to mind, and think about different groups. Like I said, church groups, mom groups, work groups, friends and family, high school buddies, college buddies. You can group them however you want to kind of lend yourself to that brainstorming process. Put their names down and do not qualify them. Don't qualify them one bit. They can tell you no, and they can qualify themselves down the road if they so choose to. Your job is to put them down, and it will help you think of other people that you wouldn't have thought of, and then you start letting them know what you're doing. People cannot buy what you have if they don't know what you have. Okay? They can't come to you and ask you questions if they don't know what you're doing. Launch parties. It's another action step. If you had your first two launch parties, 2 to 3 launch parties in your first 30 days, kudos to you. Congratulations. You don't have anything going on right now. Relaunch yourself. Go find yourself a hostess or get yourself a new group of friends and get them to your party. Launch parties is something that you can do. You can generate that, too, from blitzing. That is an action step, getting out there and doing something, sharing the word, and asking people if they would like to try your wrap, if they would be interested in an amazing business opportunity. You can book expos. Right now is the holiday season. Just get on Google and book at your local events. There's bazaars and there's open houses. Do an open house vendor event with a bunch of other home-based businesses where you can invite 10 people of your own. And, you know, if there's 5 of you, then that's 40 other people that you wouldn't have otherwise met. Do a collaborative open house that way. I've done it before, and it works out really well, and you're networking with other entrepreneurs, so to speak, and they're a good person to get in front of as well. So expos, all that kind of stuff for the holidays is booking up, and so get yourself a part of that. Those are really, really cheap, too, those local ones typically. So the other thing that I would love for everybody to do is if you are on Facebook, go to the About Me tab and put in your website. It starts with http://yourreplicatedname.myitworks.com. That is your replicated site. Put it on the About Me section. I have gone through a lot of people's pages and look at their pages. I can't find their website on their page. They're posting before and after pictures, but I don't even know how to contact them if I were a prospect. So make sure that your information is accessible. It's on the About Me, right next to your cell phone number or your email so that people can contact you if they want to ask you questions. The other thing I strongly suggest is post on Facebook. Maybe make one business post a day. The other thing that you can do is post twice a day in different times. Early morning, 8 or 9 o'clock at night, post at 2 different times so you hit 2 different groups of people. One of the things that you can do is you can delete your original post and repost it later that afternoon because it's going to hit a different population. And then that way you don't feel like you have 2 posts a day every day. That way you don't feel like you're spamming your own Facebook page. And with that being said, get a business Facebook page. You can set those up. They're free. Go to anybody's business page with It Works, and it'll be a little tab on the right that says create your own. Make your own and invite people to that. Go to Liking Matters and get people to like that. And then that way you can post everything about It Works, and you don't have to worry about cross-referencing it with your personal stuff with your friends if you're worried about making them mad or something like that. There's lots of different avenues and different ways around that. So those are a lot of action steps that you can take to start generating some business and being very intentional with your time. So get those things on the books. Wrap people. That's what we do. We get in front of other people and we wrap them. That's it. It doesn't get any harder than that. I had somebody say that she was going to wait to try our products until her birthday or Christmas as a present to herself. Get those products in and on your body now. Be a product of the product. Do not wait. Don't wait for tomorrow. Today is the time to put urgency into your business. We have the Success From Home magazine promo that is still going on. It is so exciting. Everybody can be in it. If you just sign up today, you can be in it. You really, really can. There's 4 different ways that you can be featured in the Success From Home magazine, which is a national publication. It'll be for the 2013 March publication, I believe, March or February, and 10 qualified distributors. You personally enroll 10 qualified distributors, you're in the magazine. What that means is that they're on ADBB AutoShip and they have 2 loyal customers in their first 30 days. That is a qualified distributor. The second way is by earning the good bonus. If you earn the good bonus during the month of October or November, you will be in the magazine. If you are diamond and you promote up a rank in October or November, congratulations, Dana Magnus and Michelle Aho. Both of you guys are going to be featured in the magazine. If you're diamond and you promote a rank, you are going to be in the magazine just like these 2 ladies. Top 20 money earners, that is the 4th way that you can get into the magazine. all of those are something that you should strive for. And if you fall short, that's okay, because you know what? Your business is going to grow. Just think, if you personally enroll 10 qualified distributors in the month of October and or November, and they're all qualified, they all get fast starts, 10 times 100 is $1,000 that's going to be driven into your pocket. Okay? $1,000 just by getting 10 qualified distributors. Think about if everybody on your team was in the magazine for that. Do you think that would help your business grow? You betcha. That's urgency, and that's getting things on the books. So, without further ado, I have my leaders. These are mostly my personally enrolled people or adopted personally enrolled people. But I have them on the call because I value their leadership, of the way that they're running their teams. They're definitely people that I look up to in a business sense as well, and we collaborate all the time. And I just ask them to pop on the call and to give us what they think is very essential and important for us to have a successful business, things that they feel really drive what they're doing. So first of all, I would like to introduce Beth Bandy. Are you on the line?
Hi, Nikki. Yep, I'm on the line. Hi, everybody.
Hello, welcome. Beth Bandy, you are a triple diamond with It Works, and you are, really have not been on for too super long. How long have you been with the business?
I've been a little over a year. I believe it's 13 months now.
Okay, 13. Holy cow, that went by fast. I didn't think it's been that long. Goodness. All right, Beth. What would your tip be to share with everybody? Things that you, something that you feel is just essential, must do, must to think about for anybody in this business?
A must to do, you spoke of Facebook posting earlier and advertising and branding yourself. That's key, but more importantly, being intentional is always setting the next step for whatever potential customer or potential distributor there is. For example, if someone is asking you a question about the business and is telling you they are interested, the very first thing I do is say, wonderful, I'm going to add you to our group page, get you welcomed and plugged in so you can take a look at the files section. And let's chat some more and find out a time where I can either come ramp you, or another option is we can just set up a party and get you going that way. And if they're not local, then I'll set up a phone call. We'll, you know, tonight at 10 o'clock work for you. And I give those options so that I'm always taking it to the next step. And that person is getting information, has a chance to look at things, and I have a chance to gauge their seriousness and follow up. Because if they don't meet the commitment, then I can kind of find out what happened and follow up from there. As far as with a loyal customer, absolutely the same thing. Great, you're interested in the products. Are you by a computer right now? Let's, you know, talk about what your needs are, or can I call you and we can talk about it, whatever works for them. But instead of just directing them to the site and letting them float around, because what probably is happening is they have so many questions, they don't even know what to ask, and then they get busy in their life, and we go and follow up with them, and months go by, and then we take it personally that, they must not be interested. I don't want to bother them. Maybe they just don't have the money. We start making up stories, and really it's just they need help taking that next step. So just be very forceful and say, this is what I am going to do, and this is what I do. And believe it or not, they will do it.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's really good advice. So have that follow-up with the people that you've been in contact with, because it certainly is one thing to get their attention, but then how do we go forward with the rest of it? And that action step is really to make sure that we follow up with them and direct them to where we need them to be. Because you're right, they will listen to us, and sometimes people just want a little bit of guidance. So thank you so much, Beth.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. So the next person that I have on the call is a double diamond, Denise Belmont. Are you on the line?
I sure am.
Right. Thank you so much for being on tonight. What would you say is something that you really feel is essential for your business and for the business of your team members?
Well, what I always strive to do is to be an encouragement and pour into people, both distributors, loyal customers, potential loyal customers, basically anybody that's in my life. Because everybody needs and wants to feel important and valued. And, you know, I like to, as far as my team goes and sometimes my loyal customers, I like to send handwritten notes when I can to let people know that I'm thinking about them and that I appreciate them, give kudos and promotion gifts to my team. And, you know, what we do is we're in the people business, so it's important to take care of our people.
Yeah, most definitely, and I think that people do want to be a part of it. I know so many people have different intentions when they come into this business, and so it's really important to recognize what their want or their need is and how that's going to be fulfilled, because some people come in to make money. That is their goal. I see the success, and I see the money potential, and that's what I'm going to do. And then I know that there's other people, too, that come in because they want the community. And so to be a part of a bigger group, and we definitely feel it with corporate. I know that for sure. And I think that we feel that. I know that I feel that with my team, that we feel like we're part of a bigger thing. We're part of a group, and we are in the hands of people that care for us. So is there anything else that you feel like would help drive some business, like, for them with that being said, do you think that just that constant reassurement and just being there, is it getting in there and charting for them? Is it helping them with their events? What kind of things are you doing in addition to, you know, like the gifts and loving on them? What kind of stuff are you doing with your team to help make sure that they're successful?
I really think that affirmation is important and just empowering them so that. As far as my team is concerned, that is, you know, coaching calls, phone calls with them, just to, you know, see where they're at and see what their goals are and how I can help them get to the next step.
Yeah, I agree. And I think you do a really, really good job at that, too, for sure. Thank you, Denise.
Thanks.
All right, next we have on the line is Ms. Kylie Schaefer. Are you there?
I'm here. Hello, everyone.
Hello, Ms. Triple Diamond. How are you doing?
I'm doing fabulous.
Good. So what is it that you think is really essential and something for people to keep in mind if they want to be successful with this business?
I think plugging in is key, and what I mean by plugging in is being involved in our Tuesday night team calls or also our team pages that we have. I don't mean to be on there, you know, every day, all day long, but checking that page a couple times a day was key for me when I first joined this business because I could see people ask questions and I could learn what the answers were going to be for that, and that helped me maybe learn about products or product testimonies or different things we can or cannot do. And I also think the team calls are a great motivation for me every week to, you know, hear different stories from people, different testimonies that I can relate with or maybe wakes myself up and says, hey, they've got it worse off than what I do. I need to step up my game here and quit feeling sorry for myself. And I also think it's key to, you know, get to a boot camp or make sure that you can, you know, save every penny you got to get to conference because it was a business-changing experience for me. And so I just really think that plugging in is a big key to this business and staying motivated.
Yeah, most definitely. I know that I, too, when I first started, I honestly didn't plug into the corporate calls like I should. And it didn't take me long to recognize that some of the stuff that I was asking and some of the stuff that I didn't know was covered on those calls. And so...
Oh, most definitely.
And then it was like, okay, it was kind of like shame on me. And so once I started plugging in, do I still have questions? Absolutely. You know, we all do. And there's times that we can't make it. But I agree, and I know that I, too, love plugging into the calls and just hearing from other people and their testimonies. And it is cool to hear other people's stories for sure. So thank you so much for sharing, and I agree with you.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Okay, and then last but not least, I have Shannon Altum, who is a presidential diamond with us. And are you still on the line?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
All righty, girlfriend. So what would you say is key for people to be successful?
I would say that corporate events are huge. Boot camps, one team, one mission, and, of course, conference. I think getting to as many of those as you can are definitely worth your time. Anything that's in driving distance, I try to get to.
Yeah, most definitely. And I even think, I know I've driven, you know, 3-4 hours to go to an event and not regretted it one bit. So
definitely.
So, and I mean, really, honestly, you guys were fortunate enough to have Miss Cammy down there, weren't you?
Yes, we were.
That is awesome. I mean, the fact that Cammy Dempsey, who lives here in Michigan, I don't know, does she have a super huge personally enrolled team down in Oklahoma, or she just was kind of coming out to spread her love?
Yeah, she has a diamond team here, so that's why she was here. But we packed the room with Oklahoma distributors.
I love it. I love it. You guys have a corporate there. You've actually hosted the corporate event, and now she's been down there. And so things are really popping, and it's cool to see that, too. And I know that we just had a bunch of girls get back from Roanoke, and I just had a new distributor that signed up with me, 6 or 7 weeks ago? And Jessica, I'll call you out because I'm proud of you. She drove 8 hours to go to Roanoke. She texted me 4 days before the event and said, I don't know, should I go? Honestly, it was my time. And I said, absolutely, you won't regret it. And so she dragged her husband along, and they made the drive down there. And so I know, I can see in her that it's changed, and people learn so much at these events that sometimes you don't get on the calls, right?
Right, yeah. I think that part of it is when we can hear other people's stories. So, you know, we get that a lot of times on the calls, but when you see them personally talking and you can see that they're real people just like us, I think that's a big part of the events and what's so huge about it.
Yeah, I agree. And so with that being said, you already kind of touched on this. Conference is coming up. How excited are you to go to conference?
Oh, I can't wait. I'm ready for it to be like next week instead of all the way in January.
I know. Now, I think my numbers, again, I just can't keep track of that kind of stuff. That's what my husband's for. But I think last year I had like, 80? How many people did you have directly underneath you at conference last year?
I only had 3 last year.
Did you have 3? Okay. I can pretty much guarantee that you're going to have quite a bit more than 3, right?
I think we're expecting probably about 150 from our team.
Oh, my gosh. So I last year had about 80. I think that was my rough number, 70 and 80. And that was a lot for me because I want to meet everybody and talk to everybody. So 150 from just one leg. And, of course, everybody knows as ambassador you have to have 5 strong legs. You have to have 5 leadership legs. And so just to see what this is going to look like. But getting to conference is huge because you get to talk and hear the testimonies like Shannon was talking about. Just meeting those people and seeing what their testimonies are firsthand and being able to relate with them. And just hanging out with your team, I don't think that there is anything that you can pair it to. All of a sudden, I'm going to lose my voice. And I have not yet, just the one person say, that they regretted going. Nobody that's gone to counseling has ever said I regret going. Yeah. So I don't know. What do you think is the most important thing about conference? The testimonies, like all of the local events, or do you think there's something that much better about getting to conference?
I think it's that you get to see the bigger picture. You see how big of a company it really is, and the credibility of that, mixed with the people that are sitting right beside you that are just like you, but yet they're making these huge checks. I think that was a big part of it for me, seeing that, you know, those people that were standing on the stage making $100,000 were exactly like us, and that we could actually do that.
Yeah, for sure. And that is mind-blowing, isn't it? Just to know the incomes that people are making, and they are just like us. So most definitely, for everybody here, if you have not gotten your conference tickets, please invest in yourself. Please do it. I promise you, it'll be so worth it. Last year we went to conference in January, and we went into conference as Triple Diamond. Our BV for December was 88,000. 88,000 BV, which was good. It was a good, nice, healthy volume. By May of 2012, just 5 months after getting back from conference, our volume grew to 700,000. 700%, our team volume grew. And the places that it grew were from the people that went to conference. People that were not diamond exploded into diamonds after conference. People just came out of the woodworks. They were signing up people. We had people quit their jobs after conference. I'm not saying yes, do that or don't do that, but I'm just saying that's what happened. We had people quit their jobs and go diamond and go double diamond and recruit crazy mass amounts of people and just really fire up their business. So the potential in and of conference is just amazing. So that, again, is in January, and it is in Florida. What are the dates again, the 17th through the 19th? Is that right? Do you know?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Okay. So 17th through the 19th of January, all of the information can be found under www.missionpossible2013.com. They have hotel, all different accommodations and things right on that page, so you can get everything right there and take a look at it. But get with your upline. I know people are carpooling to it. I know people are sharing hotel rooms. You literally do not spend very much time in your room. So if you want to, I know that most of the pages have a document, and if you're going to conference to sign up, if you want to share a room with somebody, bunk up, man. Who cares? Just get there, because you're going to really experience this, the full effect of this business and what it can do for you. So thank you so much, Shannon, for being on the line. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. And again, thank you so much to Beth and Kylie and Denise. We really appreciate having you on the call. Did I get everybody? I feel like I have more people. But just thank you so much for being on the call. And everybody, I just want to say thank you again so much for plugging into your business. Please let your upline know, let us know anything that you need. Be really intentional. Let's finish out this month strong. I know a lot of people choose to take time off of Christmas. It's your own business. You should. You should give yourself a break if you need a break. But let's really drive this business into December. Let's see where this can go, because you do not want to look back and have any regrets about what you did with the prior month, okay? Really drive that business home and just focus. If you need help, if you need some help with mentoring, if you don't feel like you really have a good mentor or a real strong upline that you're close to, keep working your way up the ladder. We are all here from you. All of us that were on the call tonight, everybody's a different like. So Beth and Shannon and Kylie and Denise, and then there was a couple leaders that could not make it, Alicia and Dawn and, different Michelle Aho, Lisa Hanselman. There's lots of leaders that if you work your way up that are all pretty much my top line, that's where you can get to. And if you can't get through them, then come to me. I'm here for you. So Thank you guys so much for being on the call. Mike Petillo will be on my sidelines call. Her team conference call starts at 10 p.m. It was the same conference line and passcode. So if you want to call back in 15 minutes, take a potty break, and get pumped up by Mike Petillo, you are more than welcome to do so. And if not, let me know what you need this week, and just drive it home. We'll see you next Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Have a great night, everybody.
Yeah. Bye.